yes, God is real. She's coming back in a few minutes. Coming back in a few minutes, and we're going to hear another great, great song. Well, as we gather on this last Sunday of the year, we want to challenge you, as we have been talking about God's faithfulness on our watch night service, which is going to be here on Tuesday night. We'll be challenging you with a theme for 2025, but we just wanted to challenge you to be faithful, because you've got a faithful God. That was our theme for 2024, God's faithfulness. He's been a faithful God. Let me ask you a question. Has he ever let you down? Amen. He's always been there. And as that song just said so beautifully, God is real. We serve a real God. Amen. And 2025 is coming upon us, and we just have to be prepared to serve God. Amen? Amen. Amen. So as we close this Sunday of the year, I want to also mention again that on January the 20th, Sister Robinson will be speaking at the Rustburg High School. I believe it's going to be at 2 o'clock. It was on the screens, and we will try to show those again. But I wanted to turn your attention now to our verse for today on this fifth Sunday. And if there are things that you wanted to do in 2024, you only got a couple more days. You don't have long. So you have to make sure that you get those things done. One verse comes to our attention today. Matthew chapter 1 and verse 21. A small but yet powerful verse. And she shall bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Simple subject, the name says it all. The name says it all. You may be seated. Lord, we pray that you would bless us now in these next few minutes, that you bring out the things that we have prepared for, as we come to celebrate your grace and your mercy. And Lord, on this last Sunday of 2024, speak to our hearts. And Lord, let us know that you truly are real. Bless us, Lord, with the blessing that you see that we stand in need of. And God, more importantly, may your word change us by what we hear. And may we be changed for the good. We ask in the precious name of our Lord and Savior, and for his sake, amen and amen. Again, we are reminding you that we will be having watch night service on this coming Tuesday night, December the 31st. I'm skipping to the end of January. December the 31st, and it will be from 7 to 9. Some say, why so early? Old folks have to get home. And I do not like to drive in the dark, but we're going to have a great program, great service, great time in the Lord. But let us turn our attention to a couple of days after what we call the birth of Christ, where Jesus was presented at the temple. And this is a small verse, and yet it is powerful in so much that it is the naming of Jesus. The naming of Jesus. And I want to start this by asking you a question. What are you going to call him? The angel said to call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sin. That was the name that was given by the angel, that was ultimately given by God, because Jesus was going to have a special name. Now, granted, there are other people, even in that day, that were called Jesus, but it was not like this Jesus. There's only one real Jesus. Others may come with a name, but they're unable to carry out the responsibility that was placed on him. As we say in the title, the name really says it all. A couple of things we'll bring out in this message, and we have to think about it. When we read a passage of Scripture, we don't want to just simply glance over it. We want to understand what it's all about. Why do you name things? And we're going to give you a couple of reasons why people name things. And we're going to also look at some principles. One is the principle of association. How do you associate with something? You call it by a name. You give it a name, and then you associate with that. But also we look at the functionality. What is the function of a name? There are things that we've named and that we call them because they serve a specific purpose and a reason for being in our lives. But then we also give names to things that have value. People love gold and they love silver, and they would love both if they could get it. So when you talk about value, you're saying, what is it worth? Some things we ascribe little value to, and we regard it that way. And I'm afraid that in this generation in which we're living in, we've taken the name of Jesus and given it very little value. If you recall, when Jesus was born, there was no space, no room for him in the inn. I'm wondering, in this busy time that we're living in, is there any room, is there any value that we've given to our Lord and Savior? So we want to look at the value that is given, but also then the prophecy. If he came, what did he fulfill? What was undone? What needed to be done that only Christ could do? And ladies and gentlemen, if you pay attention to the name, it'll fill your heart with great joy. Y'all ready to go with this? I said, are you ready to go? We celebrate the name of Jesus because there's not a name given among men whereby we must be saved except the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Only one. There's only one. There's a Chinese proverb says, wisdom begins by calling things by their right name. If you're going to be wise, you got to call it by its right name. I remember one time I came home from school and I said, Mom, somebody called me a bad name. She said, did you answer to it? I said, no, it wasn't my name. She said, answer to your name. When you're wise, you know how to call things. You know what to regard them as. Without the names given to them, you wouldn't know how to relate to it. In this verse, ladies and gentlemen, we have been given something significant, something powerful in our lives, but if you don't pay attention to his name and what it means, it is of no value to you. The angel said, you'll call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Isn't that amazing? He came for a reason. People celebrated Christmas, but I wonder how many of them celebrated Jesus. How many of them said, Lord, you're my Lord. This is your time. This is your birthday. And even though Christ is questionable whether or not he was actually born on December the 25th, the fact is he was born. So the date, while that may not matter a whole lot, what does matter is that you worship him. You give him the glory. And you give him all the praise because he's Almighty God. Can I get a witness in here? To be wise. To be wise. We recognize what God is doing by sending us a son. The Bible says that unto us a son is given. I'll get to that verse in just a minute. But when Mary gave birth to Jesus, they named him Jesus. Because that was what his name meant. What a wonderful Savior we serve. The process of naming actually didn't begin with men. It didn't begin with this one or that one. It actually began with God. When God called Adam and said, Adam, I want you to do something. I've got an assignment for you. And what I want to do, I'm going to bring before you all the living creatures. I want you to give them a name. And one by one, Adam called them names. He said, that one is a giraffe. And that one, that's a turtle. That's a fish there. He looked up in the sky and said, that's a bird. And he gave individual names. Notice what it says in Genesis 2 and verse 19 and 20. It said that he named all the creatures, all the living creatures. Why? God was wanting him to relate to them. If you're going to be a caretaker of something, if you're going to be one who has authority over these things, you need to know what their names are. When you were born, you were given a name. Did you not know that you were so important that they registered that name down in Richmond, Virginia? They registered your name and they said, this is going to be your name. Wherever you were born, they registered your name. Now, Mel, you were born in Chicago. I don't know. But I guess they registered your name. The point is, every one of us, if you want to be distinguished between this person and that person, you are given a name. It all started with God. Everything that God created, He gave it a name. If it didn't mean anything to Him, He wouldn't have named it. But because I have a name, I am somebody. I'm not a mystery. I'm not what people might call me. I am a child of the living God. Amen. Do this with me if you would. Just do this. Say, I am somebody. Go and flap your wings and say, I am somebody. That's wonderful to know that. In a world that would measure you by your popularity, in a world that would measure you by your wealth, in a world that would say to you, you're nothing if you don't have all these things. You're nothing if you don't belong to our crowd. You can say, wait a minute, I'm somebody because God created me. And the evidence of God making me is that I have a name. What a blessing. What a blessing. And it's something when people lose themselves. They forget who they are. They start becoming what other people call them. And they become victims of other people's opinions. Isn't that something? But if you want to free yourself today, remember that you've got a name. You've got a name. I got a name. My name is William, by the way, in case you didn't know that. I know a lot of people call me pastor and they expect me to do everything. But my name is really William. You probably didn't know that. But thank God for the names that we have been given. As I stated earlier, it's association. Adam wanted a way of relating to those things that were around him, and so he named them. He said, you know what? God put me in charge of these things, and so I'm going to call that by this name. And he probably had a little pet dog. You know, everybody loves little dogs, little puppies. I got two at my house. They don't move. They're porcelain. But you give him a name because he wanted to relate to it. Whenever you think you're a stranger in this world, all right. Just remember that the process of naming helps you to associate. But not only that, it lets you know that things have a function. When you got into your vehicle this morning, you didn't say, this is a vehicle. You said, this is my car. This is what I ride in. Clothes you put on, you said, these are mine. Why? It has a function. It has a purpose. And ladies and gentlemen, without that, you're lost in this world. Have you ever thought about that? Wisdom begins when you understand what something is and you name it accordingly. That's where your wisdom is. People come to church and they cannot relate to Jesus Christ because they can't associate with him. Oh, that's religion. That's what they say. Oh, yeah, that's just what y'all do when y'all sing those songs. Yeah, that's just. But if you ever tried the name of Jesus, if you ever called on his name in prayer, you'd know that he's real. You'd know that he's a way maker. You know that he's a burden bearer. If you've ever been lonely, you know that he's a friend that sticks closer than a brother. You know that he's your Savior. You know that he's your Lord. You know that he's the one that woke you up this morning. You know him if you named him. But you got to name him. I'm not going to do it for you. Preacher can't do it. You got to do it for yourself. Oh, but when you do it for yourself, you would find out that that name has some value to it. Oh, there's a lot of folk that would name Jesus in that day, but nobody could do what this Jesus did. Nobody could work miracles like this Jesus did. Matter of fact, when he was older, he went to a party, and the folks ran out of wine. Don't go there. I'm going to invite him to my party. I heard some of y'all say it way up here. I'm going to invite him to my party. But in that day, culturally, if you ran out of wine, that would mean that you were doomed because you were not able to supply even for the ceremony of marriage. And so when Jesus turned the water into wine, which culturally was something that they did in that day, culturally, you don't do it today because why? You get drunk. But I heard, Al, that he turned the water into wine. That's this Jesus. Not just any Jesus. Rev, that's this Jesus. The one I'm talking about, the Savior of the world. So it is that we have to understand who he is, what he came to do, and how that Jesus can change your life if you value his name. I've heard people who stump their toe and they yell out, Jesus Christ. Wait. Wait a minute. Do you need him or are you mocking him? They've taken the name in vain. They've used the name in an abusive way rather than realizing that if he has value, I'm going to treat him that way. I want you to do something today. I want you from now on to respect the name of Jesus. When someone doesn't say it right, you politely say, sir, may I just remind you that he is the Lord, that he is the creator of the heavens and the earth. When someone uses that name wrongly, I want you to just say, I'm not in your business, but I just want to know the one you're talking about, I happen to know him personally. When you do that, you honor him. When you do that, you say that he is Lord. What did Jesus do? Many of us have simply taken the journey of Jesus and we've gone immediately from the manger to the cross. There's a whole lot he did in between that. This man named Jesus, born in Galilee, but really he came out of heaven. I said, really, he came out of heaven. When he was born in that manger, it was simply to deposit into Mary what God wanted done on the earth. Jesus grew up according to the law. He was a Jew. He was a Jew of the tribe of Judah. And he came to fulfill not only prophecy, but also the law of Moses. And so here comes Joseph. Here comes Mary. 8 days after he had been born, and according to the law, they gave him a name, and he went through circumcision. Why? There was a requirement. Had Jesus had simply said, I'm not going to do all this because I'm God. But the one who made the law stepped down into time and fulfilled the law because he knew that there was not a soul on the earth that could do what he did. So he did, what did he do? He took our place. He became what you couldn't do. Righteousness. Everything he did, it was right. It was perfect. And even when he was investigated just before his death, that the man who was interrogating him, he said, I find no fault at all in him. Isn't that wonderful? You and I, we'd be scared to stand before a judge. I know I did something wrong. It may not be what you pulled me over for, but I did something wrong. Can I get a witness here? But thank God for Jesus. Look at somebody, tell them, thank God for Jesus. I want us to understand this, that Jesus didn't just casually come down to this earth and live in a way that he wanted. He lived according to God's plan. Everything that God told him to do, he did it perfectly. Carried it out to the T. And then when he gave his life on that cross, the righteous one said, you know what? I'm going to take your sins, my sin, everyone. He said, I'm going to take all the sins of the world. And he went up on the cross. And he died. Why? Because now he had become the Lamb of God. Jesus became the Lamb of God that took away the sins of the whole world. Can I get an amen? Here's what I want you to do in the last few minutes here. I want us to be able to associate that name with your life. What do I mean by association? I'm simply saying that if you know how to relate to him, if you have a relationship with him, then I want you to make it active. I can say that I'm the father of my children. I'm the husband of my wife. Why? Because that's what I do. That's who I am. I'm a grandfather. Now, if he's your Savior, I want you to associate with him. How do I do that? One thing is admit that you got sin. Admit that you got a problem. I know a lot of us, we like to come to church and dress up, everything look good, but deep down on the inside, you got some flaws. I didn't know I had any flaws. Well, other folk know it. And you might as well acknowledge it, amen? So the verse simply says, she shall call his name Jesus, for he shall what? Save his people from their sin. Did you not know that salvation means not just getting you out of trouble? Salvation means to bring you into that righteous relationship with God. I don't know whether you know it or not, but I come to church because I want to walk with God. I want to be able to walk with him. Why? When you walk with God, you are truly blessed. I don't have everything in this world and don't know if I want everything in this world. But I tell you one thing I want God in my life. I come to church to find God. I come to church to have that fellowship with him. And if I don't have that fellowship with him, I'm going to certainly get on my knees and pray, Lord, send it on down. Help me to understand who you are. You can't have this casual relationship with him. You got to make it active. Second thing about it, you got to make it functional in your life. Today, I wasn't planning on preaching on this, but came to church and tried to get this projector to working. I clicked and I pushed and I clicked and I pushed. And then I remembered, Greg, I remembered the sermon. You got to know how to use the name of Jesus. I kept clicking and pushing. And then it dawned on me, use the name. I said, Lord, that's a small thing. The Lord said, do you want it to work? And before I could get in the name of Jesus out of my mouth, the thing clicked off. I said, look, good God. When you're in a courtroom, you're going to need a lawyer. And the best lawyer you can find is Jesus. When you are in a hospital room, you're going to need a doctor. And you're going to need some medication. And the best medication and the best doctor, his name is Jesus. Don't ask me how it works. All I know is it works. When you breathe the name of Jesus, the wicked will cease from troubling and the weary will be at rest. Anybody know his name? Anybody know that he is Jesus? Ah, he's a rock in a weary land. Yes, he's a shelter in a time of storm. Have you tried him? Have you tried him? Walking the floor in the midnight hour, can't sleep at night, and can't, and the devil trying to take away your joy. I dare you to call on the name of Jesus. If you call, he'll answer. By the way, he doesn't sleep nor slumber. Can I get a witness here? Call his name. It has a functional purpose in our life. Now, I don't know about you. I've been walking with the Lord now 50 years. I got saved, and I tell folks, I didn't get saved like typical people did. I was over in South Korea, and I had just ordered me a beer. All right? God was chasing me, Reverend Gibbons. And he ran me down. Before I could sit down in the seat that I was in, set the beer on the table, before I could drink it, the Lord spoke to me. He said, you could be a dead man. That was Jesus.
Amen.
That was Jesus. And ladies and gentlemen, I sat down half drunk, but I got up sober because the Lord had spoken to me. The God that you serve and I serve, he had spoken to my heart. And I got saved that night. I got saved that night. I gave my heart to God. I said, Lord, I can't outrun you. Everywhere I run, you there before me. I said, the only thing I can do is give up. That makes his name functional. When you recognize that you got a sin problem, you got an issue with doing wrong, you say to yourself, I'm going to stop doing it. You can't stop. But when the Lord of glory steps in, when the King of Kings step in, he will cause you to stop everything that you're doing. And he says this, follow me. Isn't that amazing? That's the kind of God you serve. Now, don't y'all get too happy. I got a couple more points to say. And then we're gonna get back to some good music here. So the name, it means something to us functionally. We associate with it. When we come to church, we greet each other as Christians. How do we get that name? We were named after him, Jesus the Christ. The name has value. You got billionaires in this world today. Some of us out here struggling, trying to get two nickels to rub together and make a dime. That's what my mama used to say. I never figured that out. You don't have to have money. As a matter of fact, his name works when you don't have money. He'll bring you out of any problem. Peter and John were on their way to the temple one day, and a man was sitting there, were begging, and they looked at him. He couldn't walk, he couldn't move, and they said, you know what? We don't have silver or gold, but in the name of Jesus, we're going to place value on your life. When you use that name of Jesus, you're placing value on a person's life. You're saying to them, God is so good, he can raise you up. Oh, that wonderful name. When they mentioned that name, the Bible said he received strength in his ankle bones. And he jumped up and leaped for the glory of God. That's the name that you're using. Did you not know that you now are valuable in the sight of God? Bible says that, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. That name of Jesus in your heart means that right now, billions of dollars couldn't be valued as much as you're worth in the eyes of God. You're special. If nobody said that to you this year, on this last Sunday of the year, I'm saying to you, you are valuable in the sight of God. You are worth everything else. Anytime that, oh God Almighty, anytime that God would give his best, send him to the cross for you, you'd better believe you're worth something now. Quit letting the world put you down. Quit letting people put you down. Don't let your co-workers put you down. Don't let anybody put you down, because God has lifted you up. God has said, I'm going to die for your sin. I'm going to give everything for you. You are valuable in my sight. You're my child. And I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, that's something to live for. Am I right about it? You lift up your head. You start feeling good about who you are and why you're living, because the Savior has spoken life to you. Closing point, as I get ready to go to my seat. Jesus, not only we associate with that name and we make it functional in our life, not only do we use the name because it is all powerful and we simply value it because it's the most precious thing that we will ever have. We use the name because it is the fulfillment of prophecy. Everything that God wanted done, that he had said to the prophets, Jesus came to fulfill. In this time of the year, we celebrate his birth. This just wasn't anybody. And when you use the name of Jesus in prophecy, you say, for unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. Look at this verse right here. I noticed it the other day, and the government, the ruling authority of this earth is going to be on his shoulders. People are trying. They're trying desperately to try to get a ruler, somebody that can rule us. I already got one. And did you not know that anybody else that serves in any capacity of leadership, God says, they're really in my hands. I can do with them whatever I want to because I'm God. I'm talking about Jesus here. It says the government shall be on his shoulder. And his name, can y'all help me? His name shall be called. What? Come on, say it like you mean it. His name shall be called what else?
Counselor.
His name shall be called what else?
Counselor.
His name shall be called what else?
Counselor.
His name shall be called what else? And of the increase of his government, there shall be no end. Don't you love it? I said, don't you love it? I come to celebrate his name. You know, I did something the other day. I came up with a little list, and I want you to help me go through this list because there are other names in the Bible. I was able to find some, but Gary, I wasn't able to find all the names, but I got some of them. I got some of them, and I want to go through these names because when you talk about the name of Jesus and people worried about what this one said and what that, I'm so busy trying to come up with names. First of all, he's Alpha and Omega. He's almighty, but then he's also beloved, and he's blessed. Can I get a witness? He is the Christ, but not only is he the Christ, he's divine. He's David's son and Lord. Can I get a witness here? He's the everlasting Father. He is faithful. He is God. He is also hope. Anybody know hope today? He's Emmanuel. He is Jesus. He's Jehovah. Can I get a witness? He's my King. Are y'all here today? But he is Lord and he is love. He's the Messiah and he's my God. But not only that, he has a name. He's a name. He's nature's Lord. But not only that, he's omnipotent, omnipresent, and omniscient. He's the almighty God. Can I get a witness here? He's power. But I love this. He's the Prince of Peace. Anybody need peace today? Then I came up with Q. And David, I didn't have a word for Q. But him being Lord of all, guess what he did? He made the universe. And you got something in the universe called a quasar. A quasar is a star that has so much energy that it has more energy than the universe that it's in. And you know what? Jesus is my quasar. Why? Because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Don't you love the name today? But not only that, he's my rest. He's my righteousness. He's my redeemer. But he's also my savior. And he is sacred. Can I get a witness here? But then he's truth. He's also the utmost and the ultimate. He's my vine. But Al, I got another problem here. I didn't know what to do with X. I couldn't find a word for X. Couldn't find a name in the Bible. But then I came up with the word Xenoleth. Xenoleth. Don't ask me to repeat it, but it simply means a piece of the rock. When you got saved, you became a piece of the rock. He's a rock in a weary land. He's a shelter in the time of storm. He's Yahweh. But wait a minute, Miss Kavler, I couldn't find something for Z. And I thought, but then I remembered back in the day we had an old TV called a Zenith. And what the Zenith did, it not only showed you the picture, but I looked up the word now, and Zenith means the top. Zenith means everything. Zenith means above. somebody tell them, I love the name Jesus. You shall call his name Jesus. You shall call his name Jesus. Have you called him? Do you know him today? Let us say this prayer together. Father God, help me to always honor the name of your Son Jesus, the very power of his name has brought new life in my heart and soul. Bless me to share that lovely name with everyone and spread the joy of knowing that he came to save us. Amen. 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 Father, we love you today. Lord, we just love you and thank you for all that you've done. If we stood here and spoke 1,000,000,000 years, we wouldn't be able to talk about the many wonderful things that you do and that you mean to us. But you've given us a name. And Lord, that name is precious to us. It may not mean much to the world, but to us, it means everything. Thank you for giving us a son to rule in our lives. Lord, while our heads are bowed, I pray that there with someone, maybe online, maybe you're listening, and you just happen to come across us on the YouTube channel. You need to understand that this name means something to you. Accept it today. Believe it today. Embrace it today, and it will do mighty things in your life if you simply turn it over to him. Bless now, Lord. If there's someone that doesn't know you, I pray that they would just say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart and save me. And Lord, I believe that you'll do just that. In your mighty name we pray. Amen. I want to give the invitation. I want to give the invitation. If there's someone, perhaps you never made that confession, or maybe you want a church home, you want to be a part of our fellowship here, we invite you to come. We invite you to receive the best name that you will ever receive in your life. That is the adorable and wonderful name of Christ the Lord. Y'all love the name? You love the name? Sister Robinson is going to tell us a little bit more about that name and what it means. We're leaving the altar open that if you're here, you can come. Amen. God bless you.
Jesus is the best thing.
Yeah, come on now.
As Pastor has just spoken about that name, just think of how many times you speak his name in a day's time. God bless us. We'll be entering into 2025. If you never knew the name of Jesus, you better know it now. Because Jesus is the best thing that ever happened to us. Thank you for the gift of God, his son Jesus. My share. Let this sink into your hearts today. Life's up and down. When I look at you, I see something. God's been good to you. I see you. God sees you. And you're down. Been few. I guess you could say blessed you. You better say it, you better say it. Oh God. I guess you could say that is all because of him. Oh yes, it's anyone. Okay, we got that. Oh yes, 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 yes. It's all because of him. That's all right. If anyone, sing with me if you want to, would ever write my life's story, whether you do it in a storybook or whether you do it in an obituary, say it this way. For whatever reason, there might be. Let me get up. I can see you a little better over there. You. God will be there between this line, of pain and glory. Oh, help us, Lord. It's because Jesus, yeah, that ever happened to me. Verse 2. Ooh, there have been times in my life, yours too. Sometimes the way got hard. When I lost my mama, my brother, my sisters, and my relatives and friends. But always somehow I made it. I made it through. Jesus reached down and said, I love you, Doris. I love you, Shelby. Leslie. Because Jesus is the best thing that ever happened. Jesus is the best thing. We wrapping it up. That ever happened. Oh, Jesus is the best thing that ever happened. Oh, 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 Jesus is the best thing that ever happened. Jesus. Can I call him over here? Jesus. Let me call him over here. Jesus. Yes. He's a mighty God. He's a mighty, mighty, mighty good God. I know you know about it. I know you know all about it. Stay with me. I know you know all about it. Because you know, Pastor Cohen, thank you for that great message on today. That message is going to resonate because it's talking about the name of Jesus. That name of Jesus is a strong tower. Make it without Jesus. And when I sing about it, Dexter, see, I know by personal testimony, Pastor Coleman, and I know you got it too. You know it. Everybody got their own testimony. I can't tell it. I can't tell yours, and you can't tell mine. So many times people look at Pastor Coleman and they make assumptions and judgments and say, look at that man of God. He always looks so happy. He's jovial all the time. He's so evenly keeled. He's just a person that you can approach. Somebody may look at somebody else. Stay with me. And they make this assumption. They say, who do he think he is? Who do she think he is? But assuming things about another person without knowing what you know that you know. And who knows best? But we're all a child of God. So you know what? I'm going to tell you something. As a man of God, he had something to say this morning. He told us something, didn't he? He told us about his wife, his longevity in marriage. You know, I can't get away from Crossroads or wherever I go. I can't get away without just telling you a little something, something. Pastor Coleman and already said it, that Jesus is the best thing that ever happened to us. And I'm a living testimony. Yes, he is. I didn't come to church to look at you. I don't think you came to look at me, did you? Come on down to Busberg High School on the 20th and sit down and look a little more if you want to. But I come because my heart is fixed and my mind is made up. And I promise the Lord to the mothers and the fathers and the grandpas in here, you know what I'm saying. I promise the Lord one day, Mother Kevla, that I would serve him until I die. When my brother John Price, the Reverend John Price, died, I got to say this real quick, Pastor. I ain't holding y'all up, done boring y'all, right? I went to his bedside, Sister Shelby. Loved his head. His life meant so much to me because we were the two that was together. We would always sing together. We always, whenever he wanted me to go on the road with him, I went on the road with him. Did concerts and what all. And I rubbed Brother John's head, Pastor. And I got down close where he could hear. I meant it with all my heart. I said, we call him Bud. I said, Brother Bud, is there anything? Is there anything that I can do for you? See, he was in his last minute, last hours. And I softly spoke that again, Pastor. I said, is there anything? I know he had started a memoir. I know he had many musical projects that he had began to write and wanted to get them. So many things, you die with dreams. And he said, Darcy, it's well. And as I was telling Sister Shelby this morning, when he passed, I almost thought I had to stop. But then I remembered that we got to go on. Reminding myself of what's left. Jesus. Jesus is alive in me. So though he had to go, and I know one of these days all of us gonna be gone from here, all of us, so it behooves us to set our lives in order, set our houses in order, because Jesus is returning. And I want to hear him say well done. So if anything I can help you with, if anything we can help one another with, as a group called, as a sister called, and she said, just do 4 songs. I said, two. I'm helping. But if I can help somebody, then my living is not in vain. I don't have to be here. Hear me? I don't have to be there. I don't have to be here. I could be anywhere. But I'm still going to be Doris Robinson. So let's end this song. Oh, Jesus is the best thing that ever happened. Oh, Jesus is the best thing that ever happened. Yeah, Jesus is the best thing. We're getting ready to go home. That ever
to me.
Last Sunday of 2024, when we think about Jesus, you know, one of the interesting things about the sermon is that, do you not know that the Bible says that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow? And by the way, including the one who is deceiving us, which is Satan. So don't be fooled. He knows that he's going to bow. So let us take the opportunity and worship him. Thank you, Pastor, for such a wonderful sermon. Father, we thank you today for allowing us the privilege, the opportunity, oh God, as we close this year, 2024, with the name of Jesus. May it resonate in our hearts, in our lives, in our conversation each day. Here, fired up to tell people about that name. Thank you for this privilege. And Lord, today we pray for the offering. Oh God, what a privilege that you have given to us. And Lord, as we studied in our Sunday school, that these wise men, they brought in their gifts, their precious gifts, to worship you. And we have learned that one form of our worship is to give back to Christ, to Jesus, what is rightfully his. So we thank you and we ask your blessings upon the offering, that it may continue to be used for the uplifting of your kingdom. Thank you, Lord. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord cause the light of his countenance to shine upon you and bless you with his peace this day and all.